So, Mr. Robertson, next
We're
item.
There. This is the last item, right? Enforcement
to
report?
You? Yeah, enforcement.
Right, okay. So, I didn't have anything planned for this. If the board members have any questions associated with the enforcement report, we've got some staff here to try to answer those. So just the traditional tables in the sort of newer format. You see the ACLs in table one.
So I do have a question. Thank you, Mr. Robertson. I'm going to be honest and say that I did not have a chance to track through the table to see the status of the situation with the Monterey One discharge of untreated wastewater to Monterey Bay. And we had a supplemental report at the February meeting, and there were several aspects of that were unclear, and more information to be reported and so forth. And I'm wondering if you can, off the top of your head, summarize where we are with it?
So I can summarize, but it's not going to be super satisfying, just to lower expectations, because it's right now it's in between the enforcement team and Monterey One Water. So the collective of us are not privy to it in terms of the specific details. I think what they're talking about are potential settlement considerations and narrowing down the facts. It's not in this report.
Okay.
Either.
Was the actual amount of the volume of the discharge determined?
I think that is still in somewhat of dispute.
Okay.
I think that the number that I had provided in the supplemental was about 4 million. It, based on recent conversations that have been relayed to me, it sounds like it's lower than that.
Less.
And maybe we can let our highly capable assistant executive officer speak on this matter. Thank you.
I can't say much about it because, as John said, where we are with it, we're talking to the discharger about it. But the discharger did adjust the volume down, and we are now reviewing that information to see if we agree. And we'll be getting together with the discharger to discuss the circumstances surrounding the discharge.
Okay.
To supplement Dr. Hunter's question, do we have a time horizon, couple of months, 3 months?
Yes, this was a large spill, so it's a high priority for us. So we're looking at a few months, I think, to resolve it.
Okay.
And do you think it'll come to us, or is that going to be a?
It depends on the
staff
amount. Executive officer has authority to settle. What's the number?
I think the number's 350, or it might be 300,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I think because of the work going on in that area and the entities involved, and kind of the issues for some of the smaller water districts that are involved with Monterey One, it would be great if, even in an EO update, if we know what the decisions are and the final determination of, what the impacts were.
Okay, yeah.
And probably most important, what the remedies are.
But that would be after settlement.
Yes, yeah,
of course.
I'm just saying if it's if it's an EO decision, then just an update would be really appreciated.
Yeah, and on the larger, amounts, even if it's within the threshold of below 300, I know collectively we talked about this. I mean, if it's a little 50,000, just a quick mention, but when you get in for $250,000, it certainly behooves more detailed information.
Right, and usually what I will do is with the enforcement report, I'll usually give you a narrative if it's in the enforcement report.
Right.
Even if it's in the bullets that sometimes appear at the front, I'll usually add a little content about it.
Okay.
In the case of the Monterey One water spill, I did that right after the spill. I think I sent the board an email after it, and then I also provided I think Harvey Packard and his staff provided a supplemental to giving you a little bit more information mm-hmm. about that too. Mm-hmm. So I try to do that real time, and then also I try to build into what I'm going to talk about under mm-hmm. the enforcement report to give you information when a big settlement goes by, even though it may well be of a size that I'm able to sign, mm-hmm. I still want you to know about stuff mm-hmm. that's going by. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Do you have any further item, Mr. Robertson? All right,
I do not.
So this will then conclude our Friday, May 11, 2018, Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control meeting, and it is exactly 4:30 p.m. Again, au revoir.